This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
Later on, we present an 80th birthday celebration of the life, works, and poetry of the great Sonia Sanchez. But first, we play her tribute to another great, Langston Hughes.
So listen, listen, gentle persons. I come to you this night with two voices. I come to praise this man, this brother, this genius, this holy man, this weaver of words, threading silver and gold into our veins. I come with the voice of the praiser. I come with the voice of the poet. I come to you to praise this man who gave us his eyes and we shone, became perennial, who piloted us into the slow bloodstream of America and we tagged behind, walking on tiptoes, heard his voice like jazz, like blues, like seculars, agitating, keeping us on the edge of ourselves, breathing in our own noise, and we became small miracles. Something underneath your hands, Langston man, something mighty, something human, something radical in your hands, accenting our blue flesh, observing us in a familiar city called Harlem, New York, the world. Where we became traveling men and women, turning corners, moving like black trains across the country. Landless men and women, immortal in our moving, living with nothing, dying from everything. So much life coursing through your pages, man. So many vacancies filled by your eyes, man. Men, gentle women, pull your hearts out of your armpits, get your tuxedos out of mothballs, put your long red dress on, girl, and snap your breasts into place as we go dancing on Langston Hughes' tongue, living, speaking without a crutch. This is his centennial, his birthday. Tonight is a political act. It is today. Today has arrived. Woke up this morning, my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Gonna live, gonna love, gonna resist just like him. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Gonna live, gonna love, gonna resist just like him. And you can't ask your mom about that. You got to do it yourself. Ask yourself, can I resist? Can I resist? For Langston, for our children, for our children, for Langston, for humankind, for humankind, for humankind.
I've known rivers. Well, Sonia Sanchez certainly has, and that's in tribute to Langston Hughes as we tribute her on her 80th birthday. A wonderful, wonderful wordsmith, a tribute to the beloved world renowned poet, humanitarian scholar, and activist Sonia Sanchez on her 80th birthday with Jessica Care Moore, internationally renowned poet, publisher, playwright, and performance artist, and the Schomburg Scholar in Residence, spoken word artist Ronnie, the voice of youth. And then a special message to all of us from Sonia Sanchez.
There are several artists who Sonia has mentored and inspired who are here tonight. Yes, make some noise, what? So we have a few youngins here, and they're gonna set it off and then move us right into the lovely and dynamic Jessica Care Moore. And so we're gonna start, though, with these junior scholars from the Schomburg Center. Yanni, please come up.
I had come into this city carrying life in my eyes amid rumors of death, calling out to everyone who would listen, it is time to move us all into another century, time for freedom and racial and sexual justice, time for women and children and men, Time for hands unbound, I had come into the city wearing peaceful breasts, and the spaces between us smiled. I had come into the city carrying life in my eyes, and they followed us in their cars with their computers, and their tongues crawled with caterpillars, and they bumped us off the road, turned over our cars, and they bombed our building, killed our babies, and they slaughtered our doctors maintaining our bodies. And their courts changed into confessionals, but we kept on organizing. We kept on teaching, believing, loving, doing what was holy, moving to a higher ground, even though our hands were full of slaughtered truth, but we held out our eyes, delirious with grace. Come, I say, come, you sitting still in domestic bacteria, come. I say, come, you standing still in double-breasted mornings, come. I say, come and return to the fight, this fight for the earth, this fight for our children, this fight for our life. We need your hurricane voices. We need your sacred hands. I say, come, sister, brother, to the battlefield. Come into the rainforest. Come into the hood. Come into the barrios. Come into the schools. Come into the abortion clinics. Come into the prisons. Come and caress our spines. Wrap your feet around justice. I say, come. Wrap your tongues around truth. I say, come. Wrap your hands with deeds and prayer. You brown ones, you yellow ones, you black ones, you gay ones, you white ones, you lesbian ones. Come, 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 come to this battlefield called life, called life, called life.
Thank you very much. Jessica Caremore, you ready?
This is called Vertical Woman for Sonia Sanchez on her 80th birthday. We are all spinning while standing still. All at once, us vertical women, birthed from the cosmic Afro-futuristic tornado wombs of street corner theater and Paul Robeson baritone. Deep guttural Alabama DNA tested for being the temperature of the equator on the ninth day of September. Sonia Sanchez turned 80, and that is very hot. You have rescued us, so many of us, under a soprano sky, us blue, black, magic women from the bowels of mainstream beauty. We sisters dreaming just to be loved honestly with the nose and breasts and lips we were born with. To be safe in the house of a friend. Our internal wounds salted and licked by exiled wolves who spirit kill women, who read books, who create sanctuary in their own home, who find joy in the discovery of their own bodies. Like the singing coming off drums, you allow us our own image as necessary mirror, as template, as motto. Everything is not a thin, collapsed American nightmare. You promise this is not a small voice while holding our dreams in your throat. Cocoons turn to butterflies when you speak. You told us there was something left behind, something priceless we could spit out and shine off and share with our daughters, something they can never silence. Homes. Homes, you have pulled us closer to our ancestors with grace. You made them more accessible, you literary goddess in a den of language thieves. A fortress of love, a ginger tea, a warm miso soup. You break the sky open with your sunsets of peace. Pull haiku from your curls and carry them as children. Say them backwards sometimes just to see if the story ends the same way. There is balance in all things. Shake loose our skin so the mask is no longer necessary. Make it wearable art, make it glow. Your poems blow so we can hear how Train would have played it. Your poems laugh so that we can recognize Malcolm's smile on the page. You challenge us to be human, to become who we say we are as people. You are a giant among the dwarfed ears of misogyny, our feminine genius, our sister Sonia, who is the color of Bahia, Sonia, who is the silver panther matriarch of black art, Sonia, the pantheon of poetics, a structured sound of meter mixed with machete, rapid fire brilliance and soft warrior resistance kisses. She loves us, and it makes us love us better. Yeah. Sonia gives us permission to live aloud inside our magic, to not be confined to definition. It taught me to own the space I was in while I was in it. Bits of pieces of us all over the planet become whole when we discover you, one poet at a time. The first time I found you, you saved my life from the narrow curriculum of my Detroit public high school. You were there, sitting on a library bookshelf with Audre Lorde and Ndzazuke Shange and Lucille Clifton and Alice Walker and Toni Morris and Octavia Butler. Confusion and displacement and cultural abandonment was lifted from my 16-year-old body. I had mothers and they spoke in beautiful tongues, quick wit and metaphors. I've been a woman, and I know we are a bad people. Still, when we have fallen into our collective depressions, when artists of paranoia is at full steam, when we just need to watch a comedy to boost our immune system, we open your books, we find your heart. When our last lover has been swallowed by insecurity, when we don't know how we will make it through winter on poems, we call on your hand grenades. We conjure your sanku spells. Your eyes closed, going awayness. Your hypnotic chant, your exalted whispers, your self-love walk around the stage stance. If she loves you, you already know you need apple cider vinegar, raw almonds, and coconut water on the road. That you must find the food that will hydrate your soul so you don't run out of energy, so we can continue to continue. In the spirit of Langston and Maya and Baraka and Ruby, we resistance community, women, educators, mothers, together at our seams, you hold us. It seems surreal to have a shared conversation with someone who took words and made it global testimony. Call on poets from around the world to wrap a city called Philly in something called peace in the form of haiku, chalked on the sidewalk piece, poster at the bus stop piece, mural against red brick piece, internal peace, single mother's peace, our brothers for peace, spinning while standing still, you vertigo woman with 12 hands, twin babies and fire water. Your poems are our secret ammunition when they mispronounce our names on purpose, our conscience for some women who sell their baby girls for the high, those women who love Malcolm, who understand that language is a weapon and tongues are sharpened swords. In Johannesburg, I watched you quiet a room in seconds. When the stool is not tall enough, you walk away from that podium. And we see you, this petite lioness, commanding every breath in a space, reminding us we have to still fight to be taught our own history, our own writers, in our own schools. Does your house have Sonia Sanchez? Does your house have peace of mind? Yeah. Does your room spin when Sonia enters? Does everything seem clearer once you have her in your reach? Sonia, we in Brooklyn, we in Detroit, we in Oakland, we in Philly, we in London, we in South Africa. We spin for you. We flower bed community safe place for you. We will catch you when you need us to. Happy birthday, Sonia. Happy birthday, Sonia. Yes.
Can you please just give Mama Sonia Sanchez a round of applause as we turn the mic?
You have no idea how I feel. You probably don't know that this has been such a wonderful night to come in here and to have seen all of you standing at the door and greeting me and greeting each other and smiling and laughing and eating and talking. So when you remember me, I say when you remember me, when you remember me, when you remember me, know that I loved you with a passion. With a passion, with a passion, with a passion that even made me afraid sometimes. Know that I went from city to city to city to city to city, talking, living, loving,
get a better mic. Loving, always with you in my heart. My father used to say to me, girl, why don't you just teach? No, I'm okay standing. I can't talk sitting. Girl, why don't you just teach and stop talking all that stuff about that black stuff and all that stuff about change and all that stuff about, you know, we are important. Why don't you just teach and then you could have stayed in a place called New York City. And you know, for years my father and I argued about that. And then during the last 6 years of his life, when I came every Thursday night from a place called Philadelphia until Sunday to take care of him. One Sunday afternoon, he said, girl, read me that book. And I knew which one he was talking about because he had never talked about this book, Does Your House Have Lions? This book about him, this book about his son, this book about our family. And I got up and read that book without my glasses one Sunday afternoon. And then I went up and he said, girl, you got me right this time in this book. And I got up and hugged him. And I said to him, Daddy, forgive me. Forgive me for all those words I said sometimes when we argued and when I said you didn't know what this was all about and when I said you're behind the time and when I said, oh, you just don't understand. And he said, forgive me, Sonia, for never calling your name out loud the way I should have. And I want to say to all you young sisters and brothers and middle-aged sisters and brothers and older sisters and brothers, one of the things you have to do with a parent is that you have to forgive each other. You have to forgive each other because, as I told my brother some years ago, our father did the best he could, but we do better. Our father did the best he could, but we do better. And that's the point of all of this, finally, my sisters and brothers. When you remember me. Know that I love you. That I live just for you. Because one day on my birthday many years ago, I wrote my sons a letter. And I said, I know it's hard being my sons. I know it's hard because you have been in schools when people have hit you because you were my sons. You have been in schools when people have cursed you because you were my sons. You've been at Howard University when a teacher looked and said, we're going to read some poetry that's not that wild kind of stuff like Sonia Sanchez. That happened to my children. I said, thank you for staying with me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for understanding that not only did I have you for children, but I had so many other children. And I was always going out to say hello, to hold their hands. I was going on a Saturday morning to a place called Howard University to teach some students down there. Because they asked me to come and I would come back home at 10 o'clock at night. And I know that you missed me that Saturday, but what I hope, they became your sisters and your brothers also. Yes. So when you remember me, when you remember me, you will remember yourselves. When you remember me, when you remember me, you remember yourselves and know that in this place called America, in this place called America, there were people who looked like us. There were people who came here enslaved. There were people who worked, and we kept on moving and loving, and we kept on struggling and building. When we came out of slavery, we didn't say, we're going to kill you. We said, no, we're going to build and build and build and build and teach and teach and love our children. That's what we did. Look at us. Look at us. They said in They said at the turn of the 20th century that we would not survive. Read it. You should go in the libraries and read what they wrote about us, that we would not survive because we were unable to learn, that we didn't think right, that we would not survive. Look at us. Look at yourselves. Really look in the mirror every day. Look at yourselves and every day. Say to yourself, ooh, you some good looking people. Look at you. Look at you, you, you. You some bad people. You fat people. Look at you. When you know that that military complex is building again. What are they saying? War, war. We got to go to war, war, war. We must do war, or we got to go to war. I mean, how dare they do this to us? We got to go to war. The president is wrong. We got to go to war. And we must call our president, and we must firmly, probably sit in the Congress and say, no war. No must. No war. No more 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 war. And these brothers who come out of prison, you know, we got to give them jobs. We got to give them jobs. So you got to help us protect our communities. You got to help us build these communities again. We got to learn truly what it means to love each other, because we don't need to understand that America controls us so thoroughly that they can give us a TV program called Scandal, and I can have a grad student call me and say, ooh, Professor Sanchez, we made progress. I said, how?
Right.
She said, oh, well, you know, we got this sister, and she's sleeping with the president.
What?
I said, what else is new? What else is new?
That's right.
You know it. So if you want to remember all the brothers and sisters who came up here, all the poets, all the continuation of all of us from the 1960s, if you really want to understand what this is all about, I said to Hakeem, you know, a minute ago, I said, you know, the great thing about us on stage is that we never competed. We didn't. You know, we listened to each other. You know, we didn't stand there and say, oh, now I got to figure out what I'm going to say next because she got good applause and she got good applause. No, Abio Doom, we didn't do that. We kind of listened to each other. We got on stage and said, oh, well, did you hear Baraka? Whoa! You know, that's what we talk about. And we built on that energy, if you understand what I'm saying. That's what we do. This is no competition. How you gonna compete with the death that was being given to us, huh? This is no death competition. This is about life. We were about life on that stage, trying to bring light to everybody, trying to bring light to people, saying we do not have to be enslaved anymore, period. And that's a hard thing to understand when you've been enslaved for so long. So I just wanna thank you for coming out tonight. I wanna thank all the organizations that did this. You know, I love you. I love you. I love you. Look at each other and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. So please, please, can you say peace?
Peace.
Can you say peace?
Peace.
Can you walk peace?
Yes.
Can you do peace?
Yes.
Can you live in peace?
Yes.
Can you say peace?
Peace.
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 Forever peace.
Forever peace.
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 Peace. Peace. Peace. I love you.
I love you.
And now.
I have walked a long time, much longer than death that splinters with her innuendos my life. All my alien life is like an echo of nostalgia, bringing blue screens to bury clouds, rinsing white stones stretched among the sea, rinsing white stones stretched among the sea. You man, will you remember me when I die? Will you stare and stain my death and say I saw her dancing among swallows far from the world's obscenities? You man, will you remember and cry? and I have not loved. Always, while the body prowls, the soul catalogs its debt. While the unconscious, unbridled feast, the flesh knots towards the shore. I have not loved. With legs stretched like stalks against sheets, with stomachs draining the piracy of oceans, with mouths discarding the gelatin to shake the sharp self. You man, will you remember me when I die? Will you stare and stain my death and say I saw her dancing among swallows, far from the world's obscenities? You man, will you remember and cry? Cry, 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 cry. I have walked by memory of others. Between the blood night and twilights, I have lived in tunnels and fed the bloodless fish. Between the yellow rain and ash, I have heard the rattle of my sea. So time, like some pearl necklace embracing a superior whore, converges, and the swift spider binds my breast. And the swift spider binds my breast. You, man, will you remember me when I die? Will you stare and stain my death and say I saw her applauding sons far from the grandiose audience? You, man, will you remember and cry?
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.